keeping you informed. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A Neodesha man who pleaded guilty to killing another man will spend less than a decade in prison. Julio Flores has more.
Late last week, a judge sentenced Ryan McCullough, 42, to just over 5 years in prison. Back in March, McCullough pleaded no contest to one count of battery. As part of his plea, the prosecutor dismissed a charge of second-degree murder against him. On May 5th of last year, McCullough got into a fight with David Wintian, 63, of Coffeyville. Wintian died a few days later. I'm Lou Flores.
Well, Ark City is getting new welcome signs. A ribbon cutting on June 5th will officially mark the completion of the new signs, each featuring the city's new logo. A dedication ceremony will be at the south entrance off U.S. Highway 77 on 61st Road, where the first sign was installed. Additional signs have been placed at the city's north and east sides, with another one on the West Madison Bridge. It's part of a rebranding effort for Ark City that began in 2024. This is Kansas Information Network News.
The voice of agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Kansas Farm Bureau is accepting applications for its Rural Minds Matter Advocate of the Year and Young Advocate of the Year awards to shed light on the importance of mental health advocacy in underserved areas. These awards will go to compassionate and caring advocates who are dedicated to improving lives in their communities by comforting those in silent struggles and having conversations that break the stigma surrounding mental health, ensuring no one has to face their battle alone. Winners will receive recognition at Kansas Farm Bureau conferences this winter, in addition to a cash prize to further their mental health advocacy efforts. Nominations or applications for the award are due July 18th. For more information and additional resources, visit kfb.org/ruralmindsmatter and listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
KV Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Slight chance of rain showers with fog and spots early today. Otherwise, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Highs level off around 70. North winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for showers tonight. Lows level off around 49, mainly clear. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Kansas State senior Carla Bernaya has been honored as one of the best golfers in the nation for the second straight season, as she was named a first-team All-American by the Women's Golf Coaches Association, or WGCA, the organization announced on Tuesday. The first All-American in school history when she earned the designation a year ago. This is the lone first-team designation in Burnett's career, as she was placed on the second team by the WGCA and the third team by Golf Week in 23-24. The 24-25 Big 12 Women's Golfer of the Year set the single season program record for scoring average at 70.08, thanks to shooting in the 60s in 18 of her 39 rounds. As 46.2% of her rounds, Burnett finished in the top 5 in 8 of her 13 starts. While she did not have a finish outside the top 20, additionally, she finished at even par or under par in all 13 events. The 2025 Augusta National Women's Amateur Champion will compete in the U.S. Women's Open this Thursday through Sunday at Erin Hills Golf Course in Erin, Wisconsin. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
The Lakeside Sand Green Golfer became fifth consecutive state sand green champion yesterday at Cottonwood Falls Country Club near Emporia. Lakeside shot a 301, beating Rock Hills by 25 strokes. The Grizzlies finished second with 326. Clifton Clyde was third with 342. Then Logan, 343. Cottonwood Falls, 360. Lincoln was seventh, 378. St. John Loit was 8th to 381, and Tipton finished in 10th with a 409. Jace Cunningham became the three-time state champion. He is headed to Kansas Wesleyan for golf this fall. The three-time defending state champion shot 6 under par 65 at Cottonwood Falls Country Club. Teammate Eli Schmidt from Lakeside was 2nd with a 72. Grant Goodacre of St. John's Beloit finished 4th with a 76. Ty Vance, Rock Hills, was 5th with a 78. Then Sean Morgan, Pike Valley, Ethan Worth, Rock Hills, John Mick for St. John's Beloit finished with 79, tied for 6. Gabe Smith of Lakeside shot 80 for 10th. Beloit golfer J.J. Sloan became the first Beloit golfer to advance to 2 days, the second day of the 3A state championships. The state championship moved to a two-day tournament on 2019-2020. Sloan finished 32nd for the Beloit Trojans, shooting 81-87 for a 168. Grant Watterson of Heston finished first in the individual with a 71-76-147 in 3A. Wichita Collegiate won the championship with a 315-329 second day total for 644. At 2A at Turkey Creek in McPherson, the Carson Sass of Smith Center finished with a 82-100-182 for 42nd. First was Noah Dowell of Hoxie, 68-72-140. And Salina Sacred Heart won their seventh straight team title, coming back on Wednesday after trailing Syracuse with a 311-300 second day score for a 611. For all the scores and results, go to CandaceGolfScores.com or Katie Country 94 and Classic Rock Z96.3 on Facebook. The Osborne Lady Bulldogs have had a heck of a year this year. Head coach Steve Turnin says 10 young ladies will be competing at the state track meet on Friday and Saturday. Addison Poor is one of the best 800 meter runners in the state. She will combine with Raya Bertaschelli, Levy Reiner, and Kate Kendig in the 800 meter relay. The team recently dropped below the 10 minute mark with a 9:58 time. Turnin says it's pretty easy to coach the Lady Bulldogs this year.
Talking to Coach Steve Turnin today, head track and field coach for the Osborne Lady Bulldogs. Coach, you got 10 young ladies going to Wichita to state track and field meet this weekend. It's been quite a year. You've won most every event, including the NPL and your own track and field meet at Osborne. Just kind of talk in general about how the girls have done this year.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun with these girls. Just for the fact, from the start of the season, I mean, you knew we're, and I knew we were going to be pretty good, but they've just continued to get better and better and better, and they definitely peaked at the right time at regionals last week, so it's been a lot of fun.
Coach Steve Turnin, the gold is yours to be had, and the girls, and the team title could be had, but we're going to start with the girls 800 and the 4x800 relay. Senior Addison Poor ran a 2:22.2 and has had quite a year at the 800, hadn't been beat, and then the 4x800 just recently dropped down below the 10-minute mark. Raya Bertaschelli, Kate Kendig, Levy Reiner, and Addison Poor. First of all, talk about the senior Addison Poor, both in the 800-meter and the 4x8.
You know, Addie's just really impressed me, I mean, pretty much all 4 years, but especially this year. You didn't know which way she's going to go. I mean, she's strong, she works hard, she does everything that you ask her to do, and she just continued to get better and better and better. And I mean, each meet, she's a little stronger. And so far, knock on wood, we've stayed injury-free. We've always, in our 4x8s, our distance runners, just the last few years, we've had a lot of just little nagging injuries, and so far we've stayed free of that, so that's been good. But no, I'm just very impressed with all the things that Addie does. For the fact, like I said, she's never satisfied, and I kind of say that a lot. Don't get complacent that you did this, you did that. Let's just continue to get better. She's definitely bought into that.
The Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Kansas Farm Bureau is accepting applications for its Rural Minds Matter Advocate of the Year and Young Advocate of the Year awards to shed light on the importance of mental health advocacy in underserved areas. These awards will go to compassionate and caring advocates who are dedicated to improving lives in their communities by comforting those in silent struggles and having conversations that break the stigma surrounding mental health, ensuring no one has to face their battle alone. Winners will receive recognition at Kansas Farm Bureau conferences this winter, in addition to a cash prize to further their mental health advocacy efforts. Nominations or applications for the award are due July 18th. For more information and additional resources, visit kfb.org/ruralmindsmatter and listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.